Here is Matt Thomas, the coach of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos, before they get into their season next week in Camden. We caught up with them in Singleton 2 weeks ago.
Matt, fantastic to see you've come from all over the various zones. It's time for the Cockatoos to get stuck into it in the middle of the season. You've got two games, but have you found the first session with the boys?
It's been good this year. We've brought a few extra in so we can have a good contact sessions. We've pumped them full of information how we want to play. Now we're putting him out there under contact and just see who stands up and, you know, unfortunately, who goes the other way.
Very light on in regards to seniors with Newcastle fellas, but Illawarra and Central West are in the final of the Caldwell Cups. You've got to just pick the best players that are in the final, haven't you?
Yeah, it comes down to that. Unfortunately, a lot of Newcastle players made themselves unavailable, you know, but the two teams in the finals generally get a good stand-up because they also, it's quality rugby at the top level is what we're looking at. I don't really pick on how many from each zone. I pick on whoever's available at the championships playing the best, and that's why it should always be. It's not on name, it's on ability at that championship.
But of course, the carnival itself there in Warren, fantastic success, great rugby, but also the way it was all done, where everybody had to mix in from Colts to seniors and all eight zones had to get together as well.
I think it's one of the best championships I've ever been to. I think everybody's been saying that. The biggest drama was is getting them there, and once they were there, the way the Warren community participated was outstanding, which made everybody feel welcome. It's like getting a cuddle off your grandma, just the hospitality and the food and the way it was all done. But what it did, it made the players get together. Generally at country championships, they go back to their motels and they don't see each other. Well, this way, we're all sitting together, all sleeping, you know, in tents around the bonfires. Right? This is the best way. Blokes don't only see each other every 12 months at country championships. This is what country rugby is about.
And what about yourself as a coach? Because you've extended stint at the Cockatoos. You're really enjoying that. And are you getting some sort of feedback from what's happening up the chute there at the Waratahs? Because it's great to have all of this and it's very romantic country rugby, but we've got to start seeing some players come through and be not only part of that, but the New South Wales country team in the National Rugby Championship.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I think generally Australian rugby is not as bad as what people think. I think down the lower end of the amateur side of things, I think it's getting stronger. At the top end, we're starting to see players come through our programs now aiming in. So like Nick Palmer, who from the Waratahs, you know, came from country 3 years ago, is now playing for the Waratahs. You look at a bloke like Phil Bradford, who's come through the 20s program, just missed out in the Australian 20s, and now is playing down in Shoot Shield in Sydney. Nathan Brennan, country player of the year last year, is down in the Shoot Shield. They've got to go down and find their feet, find where they are in that scenario, but the pathways for these players are working. And more so now, the Colts, with the Next Gen and the Waratah 20s programs and the Australians 20 programs, it's working and we're starting to see our players go through.
What about something out of left field there? Newcastle and Illawarra and Central Coast going into the Shoot Shield, it would produce country, but we could go down the road of maybe having a country origin side play a Sydney side, because leagues got rid of that last year, but that's something that the country people really hang out for. There's a lot of fantastic history in it with the up the jumper thing and all that sort of thing, and that's something we'd like to see back in the game.
I think the more country we have down in the city is better. If you look at the statistics, I think if you look at the Waratahs, we're talking about New South Wales, 40% of them come from country regions. Yeah. So it's a pretty high percentage into the Australian economy coming from country. That's just New South Wales. So if you get Queensland and everything in as well, WA and the Brumbies, it's actually, the percentage is quite high. So yeah. I think if Sydney clubs start combining with country clubs, I think you're going to see better pathways, even just at club level, providing as the chain goes up through the Waratahs and into the Wallabies.
And finally, the great extravagance that is Beta Beyond, the landscaping that's really at the cutting edge. Tell us a little bit about that and how's business going around Madawi and Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, the Newcastle, Paul Stevens and the Hunter is just booming at the moment. So for my business, it's great. A little bloke like myself, mate, I just go around and keep building retaining walls and concreting and stuff. So look, it's a great little business, keeps coming in, so I can't complain.
Well, Matt, fantastic, man. We look forward to you being part of the Cockatoos as the coach and coaching him to a bit of success, but also continuing to pump players up through the pathway and helping New South Wales to succeed, but carrying all the other super rugby teams as well by the looks of it. So Ben Humphries, of course, is coaching over at the Western Force. You've got Pat McCutcheon, who's coaching the 20s from Narromine as well. So New South Wales country rugby has its fingers all over the place when it comes to the game of rugby in this country.
Oh, definitely. I think it's only a touch. If you start going through everybody, we'll be here forever talking about it. You know, country rugby, I think people are starting to realise how good it is and how much talent we're coming out of us. But, you know, as a coach, mate, I can't be proud of the boys.
Thanks for your time. Thanks.